Hi guys, welcome to the Pretty Little Book Nerds podcast. I am Genevieve.
I'm Danielle.
And we're talking about a Christmas book today. A holiday book. We're talking about Merry Christmas, You Filthy Animal by Meghan Quinn.
Was
Nothing
I
to
supposed to
add
say something?
yet. I don't know, I just kept expecting you to.
was I gonna say?
I don't know. It was good.
Oh, I'm like, I didn't know if you wanted me to start or something. Yeah, I give it 5 stars.
So did I.
You did too. I loved it. I loved it more than the first book, even though I liked that one too.
I don't know if I can decide yet which one I liked more, to be honest.
I think I just like Max more and his her whole personality and stuff,
He's so dramatic. I love it so much. He is just so dramatic.
and I like Betty too.
Yeah, she's fun. Even though,
Okay.
like, they have this whole, like, banter, like this whole back and forth that they do at the beginning of the book. And then I feel like once Max is kind of mistaken for being a creep, like all that's just forgotten about. Like it's not really mentioned again.
Well, I mean, in her defense, like she is okay, let's talk about
Yeah.
we'll start with the plot first. And then we'll get to that point. So Max's parents disappeared. He doesn't know where they went, but it turns out they went on a vacation to somewhere in Europe. So he has to take care of the family business, which is this like Christmas tree farm slash Christmas village thing. Like there's a bunch of activities to do for families and stuff. So he's taking care of that, and he meets a new person in town, Betty, and thinks she's really pretty, blah blah blah. He finds out that,
Yeah, before his parents leave, even it's on Thanksgiving, I think, which is funny because we're filming this the day before Christmas or before Thanksgiving. He is in the woods behind his family's pro like in his family's property, like walking the food off or whatever, and he
oh,
hears
that's right.
people talking about kind of like not taking over the Maxheimer family business, but like,
Just starting a business or something.
yeah, but
But
like right on their property line.
yeah, because they're supposed to have like a huge area, and like nobody knows who owns the plot of land next to them. So
Yeah,
just
it's been like a
him
mystery.
hearing voices, he's like all paranoid and stuff. So he goes home and like tells his whole family about it, and nobody listens to him. So then he meets Betty, they hit it off, and then to like that night he's like seeing lights through his property. So he's gonna go find out like what's going on. And then all of a sudden there's like a cabin there. He tries peeking in the windows to see who
With
it
a
is.
crowbar.
Yeah, he has a crowbar because there's bears too around.
But, and that's one of his very dramatic bits too, because he's like, I'm carrying the crowbar to protect me from murderous bears.
Yeah. Anyways, it's Betty that owns this cabin because I don't understand, is it her cousin or her
It's
uncle? Like, is he actually her uncle?
It's basically like biologically her uncle, but it was like an age gap situation to where they were born only a few years apart.
Yeah, they're only 5 years apart. But anyways, okay, so it is technically her uncle owns this big land of property, and he put a cabin there for her to live, and wants her to just make up some business. And according to the uncle, who hates Max, by the way, and they went to high school together and he's always hated him, they want to put Max's family out of business,
Yeah,
or at least like he does.
he wants to
She,
make another tree farm.
yeah, she questions it from the very beginning, but like doesn't say anything to her uncle. So anyways, she sees this flashlight like moving in the woods and is scared out of her mind because she's alone. So she opens the door and throws a 2-liter bottle of soda at Max, and he like falls down the stairs and stuff. So that's why she doesn't like him anymore, because she's like, oh, it was all a ruse and this guy's a creep peeking in my windows and stuff.
Well, she doesn't know that the guy that was peeking in her window is the same guy that she was like bantering with on the street outside the cafe.
She doesn't
No.
she doesn't see
Like,
him outside of
because
that.
like they can't really see much of each other in the covering, like
Oh,
what they're
okay.
wearing. At least that's what I understood. Maybe
Yeah,
I
that makes sense. I can't remember how they find out it's like each other though. But okay, so in her defense, the reason why she doesn't like him at first is because of all that, after she finds out that it was him
Well,
in
yeah,
her
I mean, I
windows.
wouldn't necessarily feel super comforting or comforted by the presence of a man who made it look like he was trying to break into my house.
Yeah.
And then Max comes up with the idea to basically make Betty fall in love with him. So she won't start this tree farm and run him out of business. And he's very adorable about it. He makes a battle plan, I think is what he actually called it on the paper.
Yeah, out of crayons, which is what Macaulay Culkin's character does. I almost sneezed, that's why I was doing that. Macaulay Culkin's character in Home Alone,
Which I'm gonna
he
admit,
does.
I've never seen.
You've never seen.
My family wasn't that kind of Christmas movie family.
My God.
We were like the old school ones or Simpsons Christmas. So I never saw Home Alone.
That's funny. So you just miss like all the things then,
If
I
there's
guess,
any
a little.
reference the Home Alone references, yeah, they
Yeah,
went
okay.
right over my head.
So that's what the crayon drawing's from.
Okay.
So yeah, his plan is to make Betty fall in love with him and make her change her mind. Dory, on the other hand, is like the only one that's gonna help him, but she's already met Betty and really likes her and is excited to have a new friend. So she has her a plan of her own that's like, oh, I'm gonna help him, but I'm gonna set them up so that they fall in love with each other.
I feel like it's also important to mention, Story is the female love interest from the first book in this series, which is How My Neighbor Stole Christmas.
Oh yeah. I guess we shouldn't assume everybody's read
Yeah,
that.
I was just making sure I covered the bases on that one.
Her name is Story for some
Yeah.
reason. So
And her husband is the grumpy Gus of the group. He's very I don't want to say monotonous because that's definitely not true, but very much like a glass half empty person.
he is more monotonous, though. His name's Cole, by the way, and he actually, his parents passed away when he was like 17 or something. So, like, he's
Christmas.
always been like Max's brother, who actually acted like a brother. Max has two other brothers, which excited me because I'm like, oh, we're gonna see, especially because they focus in on one of them.
Yeah.
I think her third book is going to be about him.
I don't know if there is. Has she said that there's going to be another one?
No, but I feel like it's already opened up
Yeah,
to.
but I feel like that's what these kind of authors are really good at, is like setting it up to where there could be one, but maybe that doesn't necessarily mean that there will be one. I don't know.
I think there is going to be one.
I feel like it was common knowledge pretty quickly after the first one was released that there was a second one coming. I could be wrong on that though.
Yeah.
But so like
I feel
that's
like.
why to me, like we haven't heard anything yet. It's been out for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
And almost a month, I think, and there hasn't been anything said about next year's. And then there's, the other Christmas series, Good Spirits. The Ghosted series by B.K. Borison, like she's already said there's three books in this series and this is when the second one's coming out. So so I feel like, I don't know, I feel like we just would have heard something by now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's gonna be another one. That's just
I
my,
hope there is. I like
but,
this.
so where were we? Yeah, so Cole and Story are from the first book.
Yes.
So anyways, Story plans, like, her and Cole have a date night, and she ends up inviting both Max and Betty to come with them, but without telling each other and stuff. So there's like all these things that she does throughout the book, which I think Max already fell for Betty in the very beginning because
Oh,
of
yeah.
their banter and stuff, and like she
And
has
her
bright
pretty
blue
outfit.
eyes
Yeah.
and they're so beautiful, blah blah blah. Yeah. What else? I do like the level of spice. Do we want to go through the entire plot? I don't know.
Don't know if we need to go through everything necessarily. I mean, because I'm sure we'll talk about pieces of it as we keep going,
Yeah.
The
I
spice,
do like.
honestly, the spice in this one I feel like was not as spicy as last time.
It wasn't at all, but I liked it more, I guess. I don't know why.
But the scene of them getting caught with the popcorn garland by his parents was peak comedy.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Yes, I loved that so much. And then his mom just being like, "You're gonna clean the imprint of your bare ass off of my
That was
teeth."
his dad.
Or
It
his
was like,
dad.
you're gonna clean this. Yeah. Oh my God, I loved it. Yeah, I really enjoyed this book, even though it's like over 400 pages.
It
I think
doesn't feel like that.
I read it in like less than a week, or like less than 5 days.
Well, also, I think, at least for me, what really helped is, and it is only through Audible, so I know it's not super accessible to a lot of people, but Megan Quinn does an Audible exclusive audiobook for this series that's fully casted. So the first one was the same. The first one was the same way, where every character, like, there was even like a narrator and everything, and she did the same thing with the second book. And so that helped me a lot, because during the week that we read this, I was actually driving quite a bit. and so, yeah, getting through it that way was really the way to do it. Like, I read it physically too, because I would kind of flip-flop, because the physical book has the added bonus of the drawings in it.
Yeah, which there wasn't, I
There
guess
weren't
there
that
were
many.
more than I thought, but I don't know, I wish there were more. So I think I looked at this. Yeah, man. So I do not like the guy Teddy Hamilton.
Is he Max?
I think so. I didn't listen to it at all, but I
That was him. Where's my phone?
listened to some books that had him
Oh, my phone.
narrate, and he's terrible. I don't know why he does these weird dramatic pauses. Like, he does like five in one sentence.
I'm checking. I'm having to use my phone as a light right now, so now I'm going to go into darkness as I look this up.
What are you looking up?
if it was him in the
No,
office.
it is. So I just told
It is?
you.
Oh, sorry, I
Yeah.
didn't know if you knew for sure because I asked, I said, are you sure? And you, I maybe I just misheard. It's been a long day.
No, I was looking it up on Audible because I was like, oh, I think this is why I got mad at it. I didn't even try to get it on Audible, but that was disappointing. I
Yeah, I
thought
wasn't.
it was going to
I
be.
will say, when it came to Max, I think I wanted a little bit of a different sound from him. I think I imagined him sounding different than they made him sound in the audiobook.
Yeah. Because I have a certain like voice in my head too, and when I saw it was this guy, I'm like, damn. Because he does some other like romance ones too,
He's
and
so popular.
I don't.
If he does the Lights Out or like something like that series, it's like Lights Up or Lights Out, something like that. I believe he does that series too.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's the ones that always have like the like mask on the front cover.
Oh, okay. I know he does one Tessa Bailey book and then the Fourth Wing series.
Yeah.
It is at the end of one of the books is when like it's a chapter from like the guy's perspective because all the books are from like the females.
Yeah.
And he does that voice. And when I heard it, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, I don't like him. Okay.
I don't know. I
Anyways,
guess
let's move on.
well, I was gonna say, I guess I just didn't expect Max to sound so like, you know, that like, I don't know, ruggish male hero kind of voice. I
Yeah.
expected him to maybe be a little geekier, and I think that's what I wanted.
Yeah, because he's definitely like his look is very rugged, but his personality, like
Yeah.
it kind of is, but it's more nerdy too. Yeah. What else?
I don't want to give too much away because I want people to read it. But I did feel like the like conclusion was a bit rushed. The like, because he just like she finds out that he was lying to her, and then he just does this big grand gesture, and then they're all fine.
Yeah, which I still give her 5 stars, but I didn't understand the big grand gesture. I thought it could have been something different and like,
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because I feel like, I mean, I felt really bad for her though, because at the end, like, she thinks the whole town was like against her, and
Yeah.
that's not the case and stuff. But I do like how the uncle, what's his name, Dwayne,
Dwight.
and Max like settled their differences. Like, Max went and talked to this Dwayne guy before like explaining to Betty what all actually happened and stuff. I
Well,
liked that.
that's also 'cause like he didn't really have a choice. Like if you remember, what's it, Bob Krampus, like they were fighting on the street and Bob Krampus just comes up and like grabs them and like drags them to his house to
Oh,
talk
yeah.
about. Which was the right way to do it. Honestly, I'm team Bob on that one, but yeah.
I also want to go to a town like this.
Yes.
I
I imagine like reading a book like this in a town like this. I feel like that would just be so pretty.
Yeah.
I wonder if there is a town like this, like in that area that she kind of maybe based it off of a little bit.
Oh,
Or
it's in like Colorado? I don't know. Probably not. That would be hard. But
honestly, I kind of forgot it was Colorado. To me, it felt more like something that would happen in like Utah or something. I don't know why. But
Utah has like very different
I know.
terrain.
Oh, I thought you were going to say religious affiliation.
No, that's more like northern Utah, but I don't know what else I want to say about it, 'cause like I don't want to give too much away, but I don't know. I really liked it.
Yeah, me too.
Besides
It made me want to go back and listen to the first one, though.
yeah, I want to listen to the first one. Oh yeah, I do have that one on Audible.
I have so many Christmas themed books to read this year, though. It's not even funny. So.
I have a few. I don't have that many. What other ones do you have?
Well, I have Good Spirits.
Yeah, we have that one.
A lot of this is the problem with living like 12 minutes away from my favorite bookstore, is I just go and I just buy things. there's one called Make the Season Bright by Ashley Herring Blake, who I love that author. I read Dream On Ramona Riley over the summer and absolutely loved it. So I'm sure I'm gonna love this book. And I'm actually getting to meet her in February when she goes on her book tour. She's coming here. I literally already bought the tickets. I was like, I'm buying these because I know they're gonna sell out. don't remember what I got. I really wanted to get those ones where it's like, I think they're supposed to be like dark romances, but it's like the first book is he sees you when you're sleeping, and the second is he knows when you're awake.
I don't
And they
think
seem
I've seen
really
those.
silly, so I wanted to read them. But I didn't know how I felt about that. I got The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
I picked up some weird. I went to the bookstore on Saturday. I'm not
Oh,
even gonna
yeah.
lie. I went to the bookstore. I got three books. I went in for one and I left with three. So, I also have With Love from Cold World, which apparently is a Christmas book.
Yeah, it takes place around Christmas.
So that
Yes.
needs to be added to my stack. I also need to finish a certain book that I'm not going to talk about right now,
Oh,
but
yeah.
before I can do any of that, I'm waiting to start Good Spirits on December 1st because the first chapter start like it starts on December 1st.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, so I was like, I'm going to wait and start it that day then.
Maybe I'll start it that day too.
Okay.
I can't reach.
My house is a mess right now. My office is being turned into my library. So let me go grab my stack of, I'm filming this literally in my bed because we have nowhere else to film. Let me go grab my stack of Christmas books.
Why are you leaving? Okay. Maybe I'll start the Good Spirits too on, oh yeah, December 1st. That's a good idea. I'm trying to finish
Oh yeah, and
two
then
books by this weekend though.
yes, I'm currently trying to finish the Tessa Bickers book that I'm reading.
Yeah, I thought you weren't going to mention that, but
Well, I mentioned
okay.
novel, but I'm not mentioning why I'm reading it, so still counts. Here's Make
So,
the Season Bright, Ashley Herring Blake. It looks so cute.
oh, that does look cute. Yeah, I haven't seen that. So I have Time to Shine
I don't
by
think
Rachel
it's gonna show
Ray.
it because you have your thing blurred.
Oh my God.
You're gonna have to turn your blur off.
No, my room is a mess. Here's part of it.
Who's it
If
by?
you could put a little clip next to it. Okay, whatever. I just won't show them. And then, so I found Christina Loren's
Yeah,
In
you
the
told me about that.
Holidays. I'm excited about that one. And then I'm gonna try to do like a read a whole book in one day challenge. So I'm gonna read The Gingerbread Bakery by Lori Gilmore finally.
Oh, that's right. I need to add that to my stack too. Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have two books that are somewhere in our guest bedroom right now that need to be added to my stack. Obviously, I'm not expecting to get through all of these. But I feel like my ability to read is going to be heightened soon. I'll tell you fully about it when we're not recording, but there's a huge opportunity for me coming up. I'll find out about it fully on Friday. And if that happens, my reading life is going to get very open. So I have Most Wonderful Crime of the Year, Allie Carter.
Oh, I read that last year. I loved it.
Well, so I grabbed this at her book signing. And so because I grabbed it there and it is the paperback instead of the hardcover, it actually has an extra chapter in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. And I figured then when I read it, I can lend it to you and you can read that extra chapter.
Oh, okay.
Holiday Ever After, Hannah Grace. Girlie, I'm giving her one more chance. This is her last chance for me. Icebreaker was just not it. I'm giving her one more chance. Yeah, here's Nightmare Before Christmas. Super cute. Sprayed
Who's
it.
that by?
Sarah Roche. I don't know how to pronounce that last name.
Oh.
RASCH. And then I have Undead and Unwed. I grabbed it because it had a cat on it, to be completely honest. And I read the back and it sounds super cute. It's this person, it's this like basically felon who like steals identities and then maybe murders her next door neighbor. I'm still confused on who the dead guy is in this story, but she falls in love with him. So that sounds cute. I'm gonna cough. Give me like 2 seconds. I'm having terrible allergies with all the like dust that we're pushing around.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know why it's saying I only have 10 minutes left. I have a pro plan. I don't know why it's acting
I
weird.
don't know why it put a time limit on it. I don't know.
It's really, yeah, I don't know. Whatever. We'll be done soon. And then I have Murder Most Haunted, which is not romance, but it's about a detective that gets stuck in a house and somebody dies in a room that's locked from the inside.
Oh, I have another one because I received an ARC from NetGalley. That's a holiday one. And I think it actually, I'm a little late to it. I think it actually just came out, but it's like something Holly
Yeah.
is in the title. I don't know. That doesn't help, but.
We can mention it in January. We're like, here's all the Christmas books we read. I'm making a TikTok about mine. I'm
I
making
need to do more Instagram videos.
I
Like,
am making a TikTok. I'm making a YouTube video. I'm trying to get back to my monthly reading challenges. with this. But yeah. There's a lot going on. So, but this is our last one for the year. This is our last podcast episode until 2026.
yeah.
It's exciting because we know what's coming up in the new year. but it's also kind of sad. I'm like, oh, we just started this. But we'll be back with a vengeance next year. So,
Yeah, I'm excited to.
to tell everybody everything we've been doing and everything that's coming up and all that. I'm
Yeah, and
excited.
hopefully I'll get my Instagram to where I want it
Yeah.
more and can like post more. But it's always hard too because I know you have to start somewhere, but I get in my head about like, oh, is this stupid? Like nobody's gonna see it right away. Like nobody's
Well, plug it.
gonna
Tell
see it.
us all where your Instagram
I don't know.
is. Tell us your Instagram handle.
Oh, is it the consumed by books?
Yeah.
Consumed underscore by underscore books. Yeah. So. I don't know. I'll share more.
So go follow her. If she's not gonna do it, I will. Go
Yeah.
follow her.
And like all my stuff.
Tell her she's doing great.
Yes, that's what I need. Then I'll start doing it more. All right, should we
Yeah, I guess so. Let's sign out
call
here.
it? All right. Thank you for listening and watching.
Yes, thank you, and we'll see you in 2026.
Bye.
Bye.